Welcome to the debate. Today, we're diving into what is, well, probably the most consequential technology announcement of the year: Hewlett-Packard Enterprise's response, post-Juniper acquisition, to the profound market shifts detailed in the Andover Intel Insights report for 2024 and 2025.
Right, and this material is so critical because it really forces us to apply a core piece of Andover Intel's methodology. We have to distinguish between vendor news, you know, what a company wants to promote, and genuine market information, which is the validated, observable behavior of enterprise buyers.
Exactly. So the central question for us today is this: does the HPE Disrupts Networking press release, the one from December, offer a genuine, substantive, strategic pivot? Does it actually align with those specific, pragmatic, and frankly cost-conscious market shifts that Andover Intel defined?
And my position is that, well, while HPE has successfully co-opted the language of this new enterprise reality, they're using terms like agentic AI and self-hosting, the core announcements, they remain fundamentally a vendor narrative. I believe they fail to address the deepest economic change currently dominating enterprise networking, which is just ruthless commoditization.
See, I hold the opposite view. I think HPE has moved beyond narrative and squarely into operational strategy, proving a sharp alignment with market demands. Let's start with the shift from cloud first to what Andover Intel called cloud appropriate. This whole transition is being driven by the sovereignty driver, this enterprise imperative to keep sensitive AI data and models in-house, you know, to protect trade secrets and intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
So, HPE responded directly. They introduced HPE Aruba Networking Central, on-premises 3.0. And this is not just some legacy software update. It explicitly incorporates advanced AIOps capabilities into a secure, self-hosted environment. They are solving the central concern cited by enterprises, that fear of leaking proprietary data into a public cloud LLM infrastructure. They are, essentially, plumbing the private AI revolution.
Okay, I grant you the importance of the sovereignty driver. I do. But I would argue that HPE's announcements focus really heavily on addressing the consequences of that driver, namely the need for new high-performance data center gear, rather than the core economic concerns.
How so?
Well, when we look at the hardware specifics, you know, the QFX5250 switch boasting 102.4 terabits per second capacity, the MX301 edge router at 1.6 terabits, we are looking at expensive, high-margin data center LAN renaissance products. And while the need for high performance is undeniable, it completely overlooks the most significant economic shift documented by Andover Intel, the widespread commoditization of the wide area network, the WAN.
Hmm.
The market data showed the death of MPLS, and it was primarily due to enterprises realizing they just couldn't justify a 10 times cost differential for reliability they didn't actually need at the branch. So HP's focus on massive data center bandwidth, it just ignores the fact that the majority of enterprise networking decisions today are driven by reducing OpEx at the branch office, particularly for that vast number of sites with, what, fewer than 17 employees.
I see why you emphasize cost, but the investment HPE is driving is a prerequisite for the cost savings they promise later. The announcements, they validate the infrastructure war's finding, this enterprise preference for Ethernet over InfiniBand for AI deployment.
Okay.
Andover Intel found that by sticking with Ethernet, enterprises can leverage existing network talent and achieve a potential 50% TCO advantage over building out these InfiniBand silos. HPE's integration strategy, especially around the AMD Helios AI rack scale architecture, explicitly focuses on scale-up Ethernet networking, so this facilitates the consensus view that AI will be assimilated into the standard data center, avoiding unnecessary complexity and cost. HPE is selling the right type of expensive plumbing for the pragmatic enterprise buyer, the one who refuses to build costly, specialized infrastructure silos.
They are certainly meeting the requirements of the data center LAN renaissance. We know that. I think it was 221 of the 294 surveyed enterprises cited performance and reliability as a top priority. So yes, the core has to be fast. But my disagreement lies in the claim of disruption. The genuine disruption is economic. It's driven by price and the easy availability of cheap internet transport.
But
When a vendor pitches 1.6 terabits of inferencing power at the network edge with that MX301 router, I have to ask, is this relevant to the average enterprise branch? You're selling the engine of a Formula One car to someone who drives a sedan just because you say they need the engine to support the future of AI? The core economic pain point, that WAN cost structure, it remains largely unaddressed by high-margin data center products.
But that 1.6 terabits at the edge is the mechanism for future cost reduction. It solves latency and bandwidth needs now, and Andover Intel noted that continuous inference needs to move closer to the data source because of latency constraints and economics. That MX301 multi-service edge router directly supports the requirement for distributing AI inferencing capabilities. We have to acknowledge that the biggest future opportunity, the robust sales of data center switching gear for private GPU clusters, which HPE is addressing, was a trend identified by the source material itself as a current driver of incumbent sales. They are responding to where the major CapEx budget is being spent right now.
Addressing CapEx is only half the battle. And, well, that brings us naturally to the issue of vendor consolidation.
Yes, the consolidation trend, the contra arbitrum.
Exactly. That trend, which, you know, it means buyers are closing the aperture on vendor choice, arose because of buyer fatigue with complexity. They want operational certainty. They desperately want to avoid the integration tax. So HP's immediate 5-month post-close announcement promising a consistent AIOps experience across HP Aruba Networking Central and HP Juniper Networking Mist, it's aggressively rapid. I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that that timeline reflects technical reality. I mean, integrating two massive, fundamentally different networking platforms, one built around microservices, which is Mist, and the other based on a more traditional architecture like Aruba Central, is notoriously complex. This quick unification promise, it risks being perceived purely as news, designed to assuage the fears of investors and customers who are naturally concerned about post-merger chaos. It's not validated information confirming stability. You don't make the integration tax disappear just by promising unification on a press release.
That's an interesting point about the timeline, but I would frame the swiftness not as a risk, but as an operational imperative. It's driven by customer demand. The market is demanding super vendors capable of delivering the complete hybrid stack, networking, AI, security, compute, all under a single operational pane. Failure to promise integration quickly would have eroded customer confidence, which is the exact opposite of the contra aperture mandate.
Okay.
HPE's full stack vision, anchored by the OpsRamp and GreenLake platform, addresses this by combining telemetry from compute ops management, Aruba Central, and Apstra. This centralized visibility across multiple domains is the operational simplification the buyer mandated. And what's more, the unification efforts are tangible. The Mist Large Experience Model is already available for Aruba Central, and new Wi-Fi 7 access points work across both platforms. This provides necessary investment protection and operational synergy, and that fulfills the core buyer requirement for peace of mind over assembling some fragmented open-source stack.
Peace of mind is valuable, sure, but the core driver behind this new pragmatic buyer is the fear of overspending, which translates directly into demanding measurable OpEx reduction. So the integration of AIOps, it sounds promising, but does it immediately deliver the financial outcome the buyer actually needs?
Absolutely. And HPE has attacked the fear of overspending with two complementary weapons, technology and finance. Technologically, they're offering AIOps features like the Mist Large Experience Model and Agentic Mesh technology. These are designed for proactive remediation and automated root cause analysis, targeting the massive cost of human error and lengthy network troubleshooting, a huge contributor to OpEx.
Right.
And crucially, they paired this with tangible financial incentives through HPE Financial Services. They're offering 0% financing for AIOps software and financial programs that equate to a 10% cash savings for leasing networking that supports AI workloads. These are immediate fiscal levers. The buyer can adopt the operational efficiency tools, the software, without the massive upfront CapEx hurdle. It provides immediate financial relief that aligns precisely with that more-for-less mandate.
I acknowledge the financial incentives are a clever mechanism to lower the adoption barrier for new software. However, the source material showed that the real more for less successes were technologies that delivered validated OPEX savings through the automation of existing common problems. And we cited examples like Juniper's Marvis Minis for specific digital twinning functionality.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is one of focus. HPE's narrative is so heavily centered on AI preparation and future investment. Andover Intel cautioned strongly that the current generation of AI, particularly LLMs, is ill-suited for real-time network control for NetOps, and it certainly can't solve the core physical OPEX issues like truck rolls, cable cuts, or faulty optics. So casting this advanced AI ops strategy as a solution to the immediate OPEX crisis is, well, it's a claim that requires significant skepticism.
But those LLMs are being used for predictive maintenance and deep root cause correlation, which significantly reduces the need for those costly physical interventions. It's about reducing the human time spent before a truck roll is even necessary. The AIOps software is the mechanism for scaling expertise, which is a key OPEX component. And furthermore, we can't ignore the larger context of where the enterprise is spending its optimization dollars. While they are focused on OPEX reduction, much of that reduction, 84% of enterprises according to the data, is focused on tuning existing cloud deployments. By providing on-premises AIOps capabilities, HPE is offering an alternative that allows the enterprise to tune their private environment, where they have direct control over hardware and costs. It addresses that 84% optimization mandate within a self-hosted context.
They are certainly trying to draw that CapEx into the data center rather than seeing it bleed off into the public cloud, which, you know, is a sound financial strategy for HPE, but it still requires a new investment in AI infrastructure, hardware, and software, whereas the prevailing enterprise mandate is often reduced costs on what I already own.
The fundamental gap remains. HPE has effectively responded to the technical and infrastructure demands of private AI hosting, Ethernet, on-prem AIOps, high-performance switches. However, they have not fully accounted for the overwhelming economic forces driving the networking market, the near-total commoditization of the WAN. So when we assess the alignment of the HPE announcements against the entirety of the market reality defined by Andover Intel, they appear expertly attuned to the technical future of the data center, but strategically sidestep the brutal cost reality of the edge. I have to disagree that they sidestep the cost reality. By leveraging the consolidation trend, HPE is reducing vendor overhead and IT complexity, which is a massive operational cost saving, and by providing specific, immediate financial incentives for AIOps adoption, they are directly tackling the psychological barrier that the fear of overspending creates. They recognize that the market pivots demanded integrated hardware and software supporting a private AI future, and they delivered.
And I'll acknowledge that HPE has expertly capitalized on the consequences of the market shifts, the need for new data center plumbing, and the preference for vendor consolidation. But we must remain grounded in Andover's emphasis on buyer consensus and measurable outcomes. The value of this vendor news, these promises of unification and automation, it has to be continuously weighed against the practical, measurable OPEX outcomes demanded by the newly pragmatic enterprise buyer.
And the success of HPE's pivot will be measured precisely by whether those promises translate into validated information and demonstrable OPEX savings in the coming quarters. It's the ongoing tension between vendor vision and buyer necessity.
Precisely. We'll be watching to see if this unification delivers true information or if it remains simply a compelling narrative.
Thank you for joining us for the debate.